Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We're live Monday mornings at 11 o'clock. Call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. During encore broadcasts, Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call me direct at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. We'll start right after the news. Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988. Can you believe it? With Coldwell Banker, Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update. That's in the fourth segment. Stay tuned. Tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. Current active inventory today compared to last year's numbers. You can call us at 564-1290 or go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Okay, today, amazingly enough, this past week I was watching 60 Minutes. They had a segment on real estate and the size of homes and the scope of homes and people knocking down homes, starting off with the a segment from Chevy Chase, Maryland. So obviously we're out here broadcasting from Santa Barbara, California, and having the same dilemma on how to treat people who own a property and want to build a new house, want to knock it down. One guy wanted to go from 1,500 to 3,000 square feet. And this was in Chevy Chase, Maryland. And lo and behold, today's guest, William H. Hudnut, is the mayor of Chevy Chase, Maryland currently.
Can you believe it?
What are the odds? Good morning. Can I call you Bill, not William?
Yep, that's good.
Okay, he currently occupies the Urban Land Institute Chair for Public Policy at the Urban Land Institute. That's located in Washington, D.C. And he was also, he is a former four-term mayor of Indianapolis.
Right on. And go Colts.
Did you know, how about Mary Tyler Moore? Did you know her?
No, did she come from Indianapolis?
Well, that was her. That was the stage setting of her program, I believe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I believe so.
Yeah, I'll be darned.
So you're getting around the country. You're a think tank fellow, an elected official, an author, a TV commentator, and now, of course, I hope you put this on your resume, the guest on Radio Real Estate here.
Right on.
So just to start off, I know we're going to get into some big picture future trends. Demography and building and density is the main entree here today. And in fact, I do have some feedback for you from a client who I sent out an invitation to listen to the program. And boy, did he take a different approach.
Yeah.
It's a contentious position you do have, I would say.
Well, it is a very controversial item, not just in Chevy Chase, but all over the country.
Well, touch quickly on Chevy Chase.
Well, on Chevy Chase, the problem is, if you want to call it a problem, that a lot of our houses were built way back in the 1920s, and they're sort of a bungalow style. And the houses have deteriorated, but the land hasn't, and the land's worth more than the houses. So what happens is that somebody will buy this small piece of real estate and then try to set a very large house on it. And sometimes it's a good fit, but sometimes it's just too big for the size of the lot. I don't object to large houses being built, but the lot has to be able to contain. And when you have a 40 or a 50-foot lot, it's kind of tough to put a huge house on them. By huge, it's hard to define, but maybe 3,000 square feet is huge by our standards in Chevy Chase, 4,000, and on and on. And so this created quite a controversy, and there are a lot of people who said, stop this. It's destroying the character of the town. It's ruining our good feeling here with regard to what we have. It's hurting the tree canopy. It's causing drainage problems. It's it's causing overcrowding, and we're losing our space, and on and on and on. And so the long, the short of it is that 500 people, which is a substantial, majority almost, of voting people in our town, they petitioned the city council to put a moratorium on new building for a period of 6 months, which was enacted in August. And the moratorium simply said no new housing starts unless they're already approved and in the pipeline during that period of time. Not particularly onerous, I don't think, but it gave it was conceived to give us a chance to think about setbacks and trees and drainage problems and all that kind of business, which we're in the middle of doing now.
And potentially changing. Downzoning? Changing zoning?
Well, not downzoning. We don't have much control over zoning because we're controlled by the county. Or upzoning. We don't have too much control either way. For example, we can't control the height of a house right now that's controlled by the county. But having said that, we can control side setbacks and rear setbacks. And that's what we're working on. Instead of having maybe 14-foot setbacks on the sides, 7 and 7, for example, we're going to go with something like 18, which might be 9 and 9 or 10 and 8 or something like that.
So, okay, so I guess technically it's not downzoning, but it might have that same effect.
Well, it might make the houses a little smaller.
Yeah.
And frankly, who's going to notice a foot here or a foot there? I suppose the developer would say after a while it all adds up.
Yeah, I remember reading something very recently about there was a change. I can't believe that there's national zoning, but there was a major change that they had last year incorporated and went a little larger. It added a foot or two to an existing side yard. It might have something to do with fire safety.
Mm-hmm.
And it lasted about a year, and now they're trying to reverse it because, you know, all the space they need, defensible space, was in existing, and it was based on developers saying that they weren't going to be able to build as many units.
Yeah. Well, what's the contention out there, or what's the contentious issue? The same thing?
It's very, very similar. I'll tell you, I went down just to get away from Santa Barbara. I was down near in San Bernardino County in the East End on your way to Palm Springs and staying in a 3,200-square-foot house. It was on a half acre, and they have rolling hills and all these tremendous building and development. I don't know that we're going to, where they're moving from and where they're working, but they're building out there. But we also went to some homes off a golf course, and they range from 1,560 to 2,200 square feet, from 375,000 to 425,000. And, you know, they were just, you know, small little patios and just a few feet away, and they're socking them in, getting them around the golf course. Around here, we're calling it the mansionization of the Mesa, a particular neighborhood near the beach, and the mansionization of this neighborhood. And it's a tough call.
It's a tough call, and people have a right to do what they want with their property within certain limits. It's not an absolute right. Let me give you an example. A neighbor called me this summer and said that as a result of a tear down next to her, and they took out a great big old tree, a huge tree, she lost a lot of her shade. And as a consequence, her use of electricity went up 57% over what it was in the average of the last 7 years. Because they lost the shade tree, so they had to pump up their air conditioning more. And that's the kind of effect on a neighbor that often is not considered by a developer. I had a call this morning from somebody who was complaining that her tree had been knocked about by a developer or the power company who was doing some work next door, you know, and a lot of older people or people who have been longtime residents care about the quality of the neighborhood, and it's the younger people who are moving in apparently with lots of money who are building bigger, and that's all right. That's a generational thing, and the older group probably was raised during the Depression, and they're not used to this conspicuous consumption that you're seeing now. And there are people who just like to have big houses. They may not use them all, but all the rooms. There was an article in the Washington Post about that the other day. Some woman was reveling in the fact she had a huge house, but she didn't even use half the rooms in it, she said, out in suburban Virginia.
What adds a little bit of salt on the wound here in this debate is that a lot of the people who, these older people that you're referring to, have been there for 40 years, there is some resentment to some degree that the new people coming in are paying property taxes based on today's prices, which are quite high, and due to Prop 13, the existing people are living there and paying, you know, a couple of $100, $600 a year, and then your neighbor moves in, he's paying, you know, $10,000 a year, and then they're told, and by the way, you know, this tree that's, you know, is going to keep here, and you can't even do something with your house that you just spent a fortune on and are paying apparently the lion's share of the taxes. So that adds salt to
the that's a peculiar problem for California, I think, Prop 13, which in a sense forces people to stay where they are in rehab.
Right.
There's a lot of opportunity for rehab. As my friend Jerry Beaver drove me around Santa Barbara a couple of weeks ago, I noticed there was quite a bit of opportunity there for rehabbing older structures. But then you get out into some of those communities a little farther out. I forget their names. You have these nice larger homes, and that property can probably accommodate any size house.
Now, you're living and sitting where right now? You're out in Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so we'll take a break. We're talking to Bill Hudnut. And I guess we can come out from the first segment that California is peculiar. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Idiosyncratic. And also, you drove around town and saw a lot of beat-up homes that need to be rebuilt.
Well, I wouldn't say beat up.
No, you diplomatically said opportunity to rehab. I like that. That's good.
I don't think there's anything beat up in Santa Barbara
I'm teasing you. It's 17 minutes past the hour. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290. Talking to the current mayor of Chevy Chase, Maryland, and he occupies the chair of, I don't know how many chairs there are, but he occupies one of them at the Urban Land Institute out of Washington, D.C. 564-1290, stay tuned, you'll be right back.